Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. It's awesome to see you today.
I'm not even going to ask you how you are because I can see it on your face and I can feel it in your presence. You're doing well. You're happy, or else you're really good at faking it.
I'm awesome. I am in great.
You are awesome.
Yep. Yeah. All is good. Lots of music going on.
We got a concert to talk about, but first, let me give you a grade on Lancer Jams at the basketball game. The first time the band was there this year, I'm going to go A+.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you guys bring a great vibe to the gang. You might not be great in numbers. You're growing in numbers, but it sounds like there's about three times as many people up there than there actually are. How do you pull that off?
Well, it's been a long process, Jeff. It's, trying to figure out what kind of a pep band program is going to fit Mount Marty. That's been the trickiest part. Because, yeah, like you said, we're not a very big program. And so we do take a lot of help from the community and especially from faculty. We have, Tim Rice is on the and guitar and just does a great job. We have a good number of people that just are ready to have fun. They're ready to work hard. And the kids that are involved are just gunners. They do a lot of things for the program.
And I know you've mixed a little technology in with it. We won't get into that, but I think that's been really nice too. I appreciate your work on that. Just so you know, somebody noticed that.
I appreciate that. Streamlining it has been the goal.
Now, you are looking for more members. When do you guys get together and practice, and what would someone need to do to be a part of Lancer Jams, the band that plays at Mount Marty basketball games?
Literally, all they got to do is show up Thursday nights at 7 o'clock at Mount Marty near Marion, and it's in Gregory Hall, right next to Marion Hall. You'll hear us, that's for sure, but you can just show up with your horn, or if you need to borrow one, we can lend you one. And actually, for Mount Marty students, we're paying them, trying to help them out just a little bit, and it's a pretty good gig.
Well, I'd bring my cowbell and be a part of it, but I have duties down there on the floor. And so we work together, and I appreciate how easy you make that.
Absolutely. Good times.
Before we get to the concert, another question. Rock of Ages, how much fun was that?
Oh, that was unbelievably fun. It took me straight back. I actually played in the Pomp Room, Jeff, way back when. And there were some moments that felt like we were back when they were describing, the Bourbon Room and some of the characters that were a part of that process. And then also playing with that band, it was just an amazing experience. It took a lot of time, but we can look back and just say how much fun that was and what a great event that was to pull that Mount Marty community together as far as, even providing something for our community.
Sometimes the things that take the time, the things that are hard and aren't easy are the ones that are the most worth it, though.
Can be the best that you can be a part of.
I just realized I forgot to give your title at the beginning of the interview. So better throw that out there for people who are like, who's Todd Carr?
I am the Director of Instrumental Activities at Mount Marty University.
It's a good title for you.
There's a lot of syllables. I'm not used to that, but but it works out really well. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so what's coming up that we need to talk about?
Well, the biggest thing that's coming up is in a little while on Sunday, November 23rd, is our Mount Marty Band Concert, and that features the students that are registered in Mount Marty Concert Band, as well as our community members. And again, we have faculty people that are involved as well. And since it's not quite the Christmas season, the concert is actually before Thanksgiving. We got just a little element of Christmas, but not much. But we have our standard concert band repertoire, as well as some fun things that we put together. So it's not just a band concert with just some stuffy concert band music. There's a lot of things that go in there, and I try to keep it light, keep it moving forward, and just make it a fun experience for all, both players and listeners alike.
Music at the holidays is just something about it. It's just special. Now, there are some people out there that are a bit Scrooge-ish when it comes to Christmas music first starting up. Where are you at with Christmas music? What does that mean to you?
Well, I don't really like to dive into Christmas music until after Thanksgiving. But when you're only meeting with the band twice a week, you can't wait that long. So we started in October, as well as since we're playing in Vespers as well, we have quite a program to prepare. So we got to dive in a lot sooner than that. And, you can take it as you want it. You can dive in head first and just immerse yourself in it, or you can just enjoy just the lighter pieces and just as much as you want.
The people that make note cards wanted me to say thank you to you for still using note cards in this world, because they say not enough people are using note cards. I dig that you use note cards.
I gotta. There's just so much you want to make sure that you share.
Are those left over from the 70s, or do you go out and get new ones?
Negative. I go out and get new ones. They're getting harder to find.
You can still find them, though.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I think I'm starting to need bigger ones as well.
Yeah. We get used to the way we do things, and it becomes just comfortable for us, right?
Well, I've tried to do that, but it seems like around in my life, there's always something random. I think my brain doesn't like routine. So I'll start to get into routine and then something goes sideways.
No doubt I might go back to note cards just based on watching you and how you operate with them.
I don't know. Maybe there's some confidence that goes along with it too. Knowing that somewhere around me is organization.
You look even more prominent and important than you already are with a pair of note cards in your hand.
You know, I was thinking that same thing myself. I try to walk in a room looking like I know what I'm doing.
Real quick challenge before you go, 2026, anything you're excited about, whether it's with Mount Marty or Yankton as a whole, music-wise, just things that you look forward to?
Always looking forward just to moving forward. I don't have any weddings next year, Jeff, so I'm really excited about that.
And we're getting better at that, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
We're getting better.
And like with Mount Marty, just moving and growing. Just looking forward to whatever's around the corner. I have. I'm talking to more students recruiting, and I know that we've got more kids coming to the band program from outside. I would love to get more kids from the inside. I know they're out there, but I know a lot of them are kind of nervous about becoming a part of it because they're afraid of the schedule. They think I'm going to hand them a schedule that's just grueling, you know, and take away all their PlayStation time. You know what I'm saying?
Keep doing what you're doing, and thanks for your work with Mount Marty and just the music community around here.
I thank you very much, Jeff.